This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. Our number 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype and Skype username. Here is LRN.FM with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
So, Mark, coming up, you're going to tell us about a construction contractor? Some sort of guy who handles drywall, for instance, who got busted for a bag of cocaine that turned out to be dust from a construction site from installing drywall.
That's right.
You get that story. That's on the way. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome as well. We're going to update you on the latest in the Bitcoin world, where the IRS has gotten only 802 people to tell them about Bitcoin, according to Coinbase. We'll tell you more about that coming up here as well. But first, the big news that I sort of teased from yesterday, but I wasn't really ready to talk about it in full because the full story was not yet up over at freekeen.com, and that is about the Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire once again proving that it is the most politically successful of all of the 49 or the 50 states Libertarian parties out there, with now three sitting state representatives here in the state of New Hampshire, the legislature here, where there's 400 state reps. There's quite a few, but three of them are Libertarian Party members, and that is three more than the other 49 states have combined. Now, to be fair, there is a state senator in, I think it's Nebraska, but they don't have state representatives there. So the only state with any state representatives is New Hampshire, and we got more than any of the rest of them, even if you count the Nebraskan senator. So the big news is came out yesterday morning as Daryl W. Perry and the other folks who are behind the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, this resurgence that it has had in the last 20 years. It has been basically dead in the water for two decades, and as soon as Daryl and his crew took it over, man, they've really breathed some life into this organization. They've brought on a whole bunch of new members, as well as acquired ballot access across the state at the same level as the Democrats and Republicans have for the first time in 20 years. So they had it back in the 90s.
Yep.
Then the Dems and Republicans passed a law that made it more difficult for third parties to qualify for ballot access. So they raised the requirements. There was a certain number, a certain threshold of votes that they had to cross. Well, they made that vote threshold higher. And just, you know, to the point where the Libertarians couldn't acquire that at that point in time. So they lost their ballot access toward the end of the 1990s. And now they have it back 20 years later. Caleb Dyer was the first state representative. He's all of 21 years old, by the way, Caleb. First one to make the flip. He was a Republican. Brand new. All of the three who have flipped are brand new state representatives. They all got elected in 2016 for the first time. So Caleb made the flip back in February. Then a Democrat, Joseph Stahlkopf, made the flip in, I think it was early May, late April, after having joined us for the 420 celebration up in Concord, where we did a mass smokeout on the statehouse steps. So that was pretty historic, right? We had a one Republican and then a Democrat make the flip to the Libertarian Party, kind of a, you know, an important symbolism there to show that Libertarians come from all political stripes, from all, you know, vantage points and political viewpoints. And now a second Republican, Representative Brandon Finney, is on board. He made the flip a couple weeks ago quietly. He joined the Libertarian Party and changed his party registration status with the state to Libertarian, which is now something you can do in New Hampshire because of that ballot access status. And then yesterday, the official announcement was made at the press conference. It was held outside of the Concord State House, right by the front steps. So, a well-attended press conference. As far as, like, Libertarians attending, there wasn't any press besides me that was attending.
I would think that'd be a big story. I mean,
you would think, huh? But the press doesn't really want to report on Libertarians, right? Because it might make the Republicans and Democrats angry, perhaps? Or maybe they just haven't earned it yet. Maybe the press doesn't feel like... I mean, I'd be interested to know what an editor of a newspaper or the assignment editor for a news station, a television station, you know, what are they thinking when they're looking at the different options? Because obviously time's limited. The amount of reporters they have are limited. So when they're looking at the different options of what they can cover on any given day, why would they decide that, okay, well, now the Libertarian Party's they're up to three. I mean, I thought it was newsworthy when it was number one and two. Now we got three state reps that have flipped to Libertarian. What makes them say, no, that's not worth covering?
I don't know. Yeah. In some states, it's easier to get a third party or a minor party candidate into some position or another. And it's not as big a news because it happens relatively regularly. But in New Hampshire, it's hard as a mamma jamma. And, I mean, how often does it happen here?
That so people flip?
Well, that there's somebody of a minor party status.
Very rare.
Right, it's very, very rare.
And the last time would have been the Libertarians in the 1990s, as far as I know.
What qualifies as news is the thing that is rare, the thing that is unusual, the thing that is titillating. And I'm sure that you could get more than one, Politico-type newspaper reader out there to say, oh, my God, I can't believe these people flipping up for Libertarian. They're wasting everybody's time. Right? Like, you know, getting somebody to react is what news is about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you want to speculate, maybe you've worked in a newsroom and you can tell us about this. I mean, some people would believe it's a conspiracy theory in the mainstream media to keep the Libertarians out. But, you know, maybe it's just that they had other more pressing stories. Regardless, I did send out a press release about this. So I know the Libertarian Party sent a release before the event announcing the press conference. And I have sent a release as of this morning announcing the news about what happened. So maybe they'll pick it up on the back end. That's a possibility. Anyway, I'm excited about it. I think it's great. I've been with doing activism of a libertarian nature since I found the Libertarian Party nationally back in like around the year 1999 or 2000. And I've never seen success like this. I didn't know about the Libertarian Party's successes back in the 1990s when I was a young man that was getting involved in the Libertarian Party activism. But it's not a surprise that New Hampshire, the so-called live free or die state, is the one state where the Libertarians have had cumulatively the most political success over the four plus almost five decades now of the existence of the National Libertarian Party. And what we're hoping to see, I think, is the continued success, because if we lose ballot access in 2018, then it'll be all for naught. But hopefully we're going to keep pushing forward, get a great political candidate for governor here in New Hampshire in 2018, and keep that ballot access status, and hopefully
it's going to be a lot harder in that 2018 time frame, right?
Well, you could certainly argue that the Libertarian Party got the ballot access status sort of on the backs of the failures of the Republican and Democratic parties nationally.
2016
to provide candidates that people were interested in, because we know there was a huge pushback, at least verbally, by people against Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. They didn't want to vote for those folks. So people were looking seriously at the other options, like the Libertarian and the Green parties, and both the Libertarian Party and Green Party candidates on the presidential stage got, I think it was, three times the votes that they received? Because it was the same candidates. It was Jill Stein for the Greens and Gary Johnson, so same ones as of 2012. I believe they got about three times the vote percentage or numbers. Maybe it was percentage. I'm not sure about raw numbers. But they definitely got a lot more votes this time around. And it didn't have anything to do with their message, honestly. Let's be clear, right? Like, people, they didn't know what Gary Johnson stood for. They just knew that he wasn't Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So he got some votes for that.
Sure.
And so did Jill Stein. And I think the same thing happened on a state level as well, where that sort of disappointment in the Republicans and Democrats, the willingness to look at third parties, I think that resulted in the push that the local Libertarians here in New Hampshire needed to get past that 4% threshold that they needed to hit. And they did. So, kudos to them for that. And now we've got these politicians that are making the flip. Representative Brandon Finney did say in his speech At this press conference, he said, quote, what I found was that both parties were seeking to manipulate the potential legislation and the legislative process for political gain. I was not elected to do the bidding of a political party at the expense of my principles. And we'll continue here in moments, because some people are saying this is the wrong move, that this actually, believe it or not, they say that this sets back the Liberty Movement. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. What do you think? You can also bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free if you want to point here of Free Talk Live. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And you can Skype on in here. It's Skype username LRN.FM. Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, but you don't have to have health insurance, which is, of course, what the government wants you to do. They want to funnel money into their buddies in the insurance industry, and there are other options, thank goodness. HealthExcellenceSelect.com is one of those options. It is a healthcare sharing organization, and they will give you a proactive health assessment daily if you'd like. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic acupuncture and massage. They'll also provide you with a medical information card that if you'd like, you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. So head on over to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You'll love the service and the price. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The big news in New Hampshire from the Libertarian Party, which the news just keeps on coming. It's been 6 months now since, actually a little less than 6 months, since the first state representative here in 20 years flipped to the Libertarian Party. We now have three of them who have made that flip, and I hear a rumor that there's another state representative who has joined the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, but he or she does not wish yet to reveal themselves. So we may be on our way to number four if all goes
amazing.
If all goes well. So, you know, don't want to jinx anything. Let's go to the phones here. We'll tell you more about what the new state representative, Brandon Finney, had to say at his press conference, this historic, continued set of historic moments for the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. And let's go first, though, to Stefan in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live on Skype.
I'd actually like to discuss these representatives swapping over.
Sure.
And I had thought of something, and I had been speaking with my buddy Reese about it, and we were wondering, what do you suppose the odds of them getting reelected are now that they've swapped parties?
This
do you
is
think
the
that
big
could hinder
critique,
their
right?
chances?
So this is the big critique from the, you know, the people who are saying, this sets us back. This sets back the liberty movement. Is that it's going to be hard. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be a challenge for them since they were elected as a Republican or Democrat, then switched to the Libertarian Party midterm, you know, in the beginning part of their 2 years here in New Hampshire, that it will be a challenge that, you know, they may be up against a Republican and a Democrat in the next election, and that may affect how things turn out. However, I will say this, that the Libertarian Party here has been rejuvenated. The people that are involved in it, these are not the, you know, old, burnt-out folks from the 1990s. These are people who are, you know, fresh, they're involved, they're very interested in seeing the Libertarian Party take some sort of, you know, more permanent level of a hold in the state house and in the state government here. So the answer is, yeah, it's going to be a challenge. But Caleb Dyer, who is the guy who made the flip originally, he was in a, what's I think it's called a multi-member district, meaning that the district votes for more than one person on the ballot. And in the last election, he was the last vote getter, so he barely made it in as a Republican. But all he really has to do is get a few percentage points of votes in order to get in this particular district that he's in. So it's eminently doable for anybody in a third party in at least that particular race. And he seems like he's ready to go, man. He's planning to do this, and he's moving forward. Joe Stalkop may be moving out of the Keene area, so it's not clear as to. It sounds as though he may not be running for re-election. And the new guy, Brandon Finney, does say he plans to run for re-election.
So let me give my thought on this. First off, I would be surprised if one is able to retain their seat, or any seat for that matter. Return to the state house, I guess, is better terminology.
Yep.
Secondly, I think that this is like everybody needs to take a deep breath. You know, being a state rep in New Hampshire is a thankless job. It pays $200 every 2 years,
plus a gas stipend,
plus a stinking gas stipend, and you know your own license plate, and which is good for basically nothing.
No, it's good to actually prevent you from getting tickets if you are speeding like a maniac on the way to or from the state house. I believe that exempts you from any kind of traffic citation.
It exempts you from pulling over. They can still cite you.
No, I don't think you're correct about that.
Okay, I disagree.
Okay.
But it certainly can be looked up, and it doesn't matter right now.
All right.
Nonetheless, so you're, you know, these folks come and go to some extent, especially young people. So if one of these people decided they're not going to run again, this is a way to go in style that benefits the ideas of liberty as opposed to just not running again.
I see what you're saying.
And from that standpoint, as long as these people are, you know, they're not deluding themselves, then I don't have a particular problem with it. I would like...
You don't think it's setting back the liberty movement?
As the liberty general, right? If I get to sit up here and play Stratego with everybody else's life, you know, I get to move the little chits around on the risk board. Well, sure. I want every person, every liberty rep to be the most electable liberty rep that I possibly can, and I want the everybody who's rated as a constitutional threat by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance to have a terrible, tragic accident, right? Like, well, that's the kind of thing that I'm looking for as the liberty general, but I'm not, and no one is.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That was my first concern, was that maybe in partisan districts, you know, people would, they may have only got elected in the first place because they had an R and a D next to their name.
There's
you
a good
never
chance
know.
Of that. I mean, that's certainly what happened in Keene with Joseph Stalkop. You can't get elected as a Republican here.
The other concern is, let's say this movement becomes extremely popular with the people of New Hampshire, and everybody hops on. Let's assume it hops on
the libertarian dream, right? Like the people come on board and start to care about.
Yeah, let's assume people that didn't care before start voting libertarians.
Okay.
In a partisan way. Well, what happens when all the establishment politicians hop on board and say, hey, I'm going to be a libertarian
that's
now
a
so
problem.
I can get reelected?
Yep, that's, well, I mean, that's one of the challenges of running a public party. And it's the challenge of doing public activism is that you don't really get to control who shows up. Now, what you could do in certain cases, so for instance, Libertarian Party now has the ability to have primaries. So if two people claiming to be libertarian want to run for the libertarian seat in the general election, there's going to be a libertarian primary anyway. So long as there's like one candidate, they'll still have a primary ballot in case someone wants to do a write-in campaign. But
which helps the New Hampshire taxpayer pay for all those ballots.
Well, whatever. That's the system. You got to have elections, Mark. So anyway, the primaries are going to happen, and you may have a more principled libertarian candidate versus a less principled libertarian candidate. You may have two very principled libertarian candidates duking it out in the libertarian primary. Those are definitely possibilities.
Ah, for the day when we have two people in the libertarian primary duking it out.
It almost happened in one of the special elections that's happening this year, Mark, because there's like one senator who actually just passed away after he got elected.
I'm always confused with Mark as to, you know, what he really actually thinks of libertarianism, because I'm just curious. Are you an actual libertarian?
You mean a Libertarian Party member?
Yes.
I signed up for the free party membership that the Libertarian Party was giving away here to for Free Talk Live.
But
listeners.
You're not a member of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
I am not. I don't think so. No.
We're coming up here, Stephanie. If you've got more, you can stand by, and we'll talk more about the re-election chances for these Libertarian Party candidates. In 2018, we're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday, she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now, we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want, right here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. I did manage to drag Daryl in here, Daryl W. Perry, from the other room where he was, I'm sure, working on some sort of thing for the Libertarian Party, because he has been elected in the late part of last year as the new chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. And since then, since Roger Paxton came on as vice chair, and you guys are from the South originally.
Yes.
The Southern Dream Team for Liberty took over the dead in the water Libertarian Party here and really has breathed new life in. Want to also let you know, we're going to continue with that in a moment. Want to also let you know about freedomsphoenix.com. It was cool seeing Ernie Hancock last week. He came out actually for Shire Fest and Somalia Fest before the Porcupine Freedom yes. Festival. Set up an awesome, like, globe kind of, what was it? What do you call those things?
Dome.
Geodesic
dome.
Geodesic domes. He had one of those things where Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty played an awesome 5-hour long electronic music dance party rave set thing, and it was fantastic.
He was doing one of those sorts of things every night.
During Porkfest?
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't as good as the one at Somalia Fest, because the one at Somalia Fest and Shire Fest had the humongous Bose speaker system from Stephen and Derek. And then they had to go because they left after Somalia Fest was over. And then I had to loan my speaker, which is a fraction of the power. And
because like, you've also had to go.
Right. Anyway, freedomsphoenix.com. Go check out Ernest Hancock.
Were you talking about getting one of those, the speakers?
Getting one of what?
The news speakers.
The Bose.
The big.
Hell no, dude. That thing's probably really expensive, and it's not particularly portable.
Okay.
But
what was the one you wanted to get?
The one that he loaned Will Coley.
Yes. That's called the Echo Gear. It's like a little PA system with a battery in it that's waterproof. It's amazing, and it performed very well. It was actually performing in the rain at the Somalia Fest.
As were lots of dancers.
Shire Fest. So, freedomsphoenix.com, go and check out Ernie Hancock's great site there. It's loaded up with all kinds of the freshest and newest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty. It also has a daily dispatch that you can sign up for and receive in your email box. The latest info on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. And I did get some cool pictures of Ernie and Will. Will Coley and Ernest Hancock doing Will's show together. So I still have a bunch of pictures from Shire Fest that I've yet to actually put online, and I'll get there. There's just all these other blog things that I need to do here, including I posted the blog late last night toward the very end of the show about Brandon Finney, who was the newest and the third sitting state representative here in New Hampshire to make the flip to the Libertarian Party. Stefan is on the line in Ohio, and I wanted to bring you in, Daryl, specifically to comment on the big objection. Stefan had asked this question, not as an objection, just more of a curiosity. But there are people on Facebook, of course, who are strenuously objecting to the fact that, you know, these state representatives have
the
courage.
There are people on Facebook that will object to anything.
Sure.
The sky is blue. No, it's not. Right. It's blah, 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 blah. And the earth is flat. The earth is round. The earth is a donut.
And then they'll argue about it for 48 hours until it finally drops off the radar.
Right.
But, the big objection online is, this is setting the movement back. You're hurting the libertarian movement by having these people flip to libertarian. And they're saying further that they have almost no chance of winning re-election. And certainly, re-election's going to be a challenge. It's going to take a lot of effort, no doubt about it.
Right.
But how difficult is it going to be? Is it impossible, Daryl?
It's not impossible.
Well, nothing's impossible.
Are these people unrealistic, or are they being very realistic? What's your assessment of the critics?
I'm going to say that, you know, for some state representatives, it might be, you know, a thing of, yep, you just signed your, you know, ticket to being a one-term rep.
Okay.
For other representatives, I'm going to say that that's not necessarily true. And I have to question if the people that are throwing up this objection of, you're joining the Libertarian Party, that means you're not going to get reelected. Are they also saying the same thing to the Democrats that left the Democratic Party to become Republicans? You just wound up killing your career.
That happens, too, right?
Like there have been, I believe, three handful. Democrats that have joined the Republican Party
in
New Hampshire this year, but I've not heard anybody say, they're signing their unemployment check.
Good question.
Well, I think that what they're saying there in that circumstance is they're moving from, they are signing an unemployment check for the Democratic Party, so...
That's not a guarantee.
Not a guarantee, but it's likely, and the thing is what they're saying is that it's unlikely to be elected as a Libertarian. I tend to agree with that. That doesn't mean necessarily that they can't get elected in certain elections, but I can say that in my town, the way that the Republicans drew up the boundaries, the gerrymandered things together.
District, sure, what those things are called.
I might as well register as Xiphoid Beetleblox for whatever party. It doesn't make a difference because only a Democrat is going to win where I live.
Right, and in Minnesota in 1998, everybody told Jesse Ventura that that he was, you know, just foolish to run for governor, but yet he wound up getting elected as
after getting
a Reform
in the debates,
Party candidate.
Right? That's when it turned around for him,
yes.
Was when he got into the debates.
Because he was polling like, you know, 9, 10% was included in debates.
But there are no debates for House reps.
Yes, there are, actually. Daryl threw some here in Keene.
Yes.
And there's actually, apparently, there's a... special election Senate debate being held tonight.
Excellent. And this is the one that there is a Libertarian running for?
Yes.
So this is the guy, the senator who I mentioned, who passed away, like, just after getting elected for the first time.
Sorry to hear that.
And there's actually a couple of state rep seats that have opened up as well this year,
yes,
so far. And the Libertarian Party...
One of those is very winnable. John Babiarz, a four-time Libertarian Party gubernatorial candidate.
More importantly,
who
he is the fire chief.
Very well-known in Grafton.
As the fire chief.
As the fire chief.
I
think he's got a very good shot of winning that election. And one thing to keep in mind, New Hampshire has a lot of multi-member districts.
Do you think that would shut him up if John Babiarz wins election? Straight up wins an election.
Is
he's
that
not
for
getting
senator?
No, that's for state rep.
State rep.
Okay. In Grafton, which is, you know, kind of in the middle of nowhere. But if he wins... You think that'll shut him up? Or
no.
Or they'll be like, you're all going to lose in 2018!
The people that are saying libertarians being libertarians in the Libertarian Party are somehow setting back liberty because they're not Republicans are always going to throw up their objection.
Yeah.
Nothing is going to change their mind.
Well,
nothing.
So my thought on this, and I'm not all bound up or anything, I do think that one likely has a better chance of winning. If you look at your district, you pick the most likely.
Oh, one has a better chance of winning if they're a horrible statist that says, I'm going to raise your taxes and do all the things for you.
Now, that's not the same thing. That's you're building a straw man. So, I mean, if you run as whatever, you know, party has the most likely chance of winning in there, then you probably have a better chance of getting elected.
Yeah, and if you hide all of your liberty positions,
you
also have a better chance of winning.
Right. Then you have to compromise your principles, which is Brandon has said.
You don't.
Well, if you want to get along with the party leadership, then you got to. And that's what all of these state representatives in the Democrat and the Republicans who've made the flip have said. They felt like the party leadership was trying to control their opinions.
Well, the party leadership of both parties is going to try to control. That's why
and it's not okay.
That's why they have a position called the whip. The whip intends
Stefan, I think, wants to jump in here. Go ahead, Stefan.
To control everybody's opinion. Go ahead, Stefan.
Well, what I was going to say is I have one worry about this. If the Libertarian Party were to become a bigger thing and eventually were to become one of the what would eventually become three major parties, would it become corrupt like the others?
Oh, of course.
Because, I mean,
of course.
Would we
probably
have to
before
keep,
that's
that,
why
yeah.
you that's why you've seen the National Libertarian Party, even though it's not particularly big, has attracted these conservative types.
Failed Republicans.
There are the people that they want to be a big fish in a small pond, and some people want to keep it a small pond. Some people want to stay a big fish.
How do you
other
protect
people
against
want
that?
To wind up, you know, actually promoting principles?
Thank you, Stefan, for the call tonight. How do you protect against that, Daryl? I don't know if you want to stay for one more.
I'll have to stay until the top of that.
Yeah, how do you protect against this influx that we've seen ruining the National Libertarian Party? Is there any kind of mechanism that can be put in place to protect the principles here in New Hampshire of the Libertarian Party? It's free talk.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Gerald will be Perry joining us, the chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party and co-host here on Free Talk Live as well, but in for a, kind of a guest stint as the chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party at, I guess it's Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Correct.
LPNH.org is where you can go to check out y'all's official press release about what happened this week. It happened yesterday morning when state representative elected as a Republican, Brandon Finney, who's, I think he told me, 29 years old, so still a pretty young gentleman, made the flip to the Libertarian Party. And, of course, only in the Libertarian movement would people, you know, dare to say that this is somehow damaging to the Libertarian movement. That a politician,
I'm just glad that Ian wasn't out there ruining the movement.
That I did ruin the movement. I was there taking video of the entire event, which means it was automatically ruined.
I see.
By some people's metrics. But anyway, big news. I mean, this is great news. Obviously, yes. People who can see without these crazy, you know, crazy party glasses on for these other political parties, you know, they can see, libertarians should be able to see, hey, look, something pretty special is happening here. New Hampshire has got state representatives who are libertarians. It's only 3 out of 400, but that's 3 more than every other state in the entire country has combined.
Right.
And so it's a tremendous level of
success. And Nebraska does have the one senator.
technically not a state representative, but even so, even if you count
right,
her,
but they've
it's still
got a,
more.
They've
it's
got a more. Unicameral legislature.
Still,
so
we got more. We got more.
Is
sorry,
it better?
Senator, whatever.
Is that better? Because it seems better to me.
Senator?
Yeah, I don't understand. Well, no. What?
Unicameral.
Unicameral. Unicamerality. I consider it to be better because what is the point in a bicameral legislature for a state? Senators represent, quote unquote, the states, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they represent the entire body plus the sort of governments of their states, although they're elected popularly. That's what their job is. Whereas representatives are supposed to represent the people, and they have these sort of amorphous gerrymandered districts and all that
right.
other
and
stuff.
At one time in a lot of states, the senators represented the counties.
Well, that makes a heck of a lot more sense to me.
Okay, but so I tend to think that it may be better to have the unicameral because there's been a lot of stuff that the Senate has shut down here, like, let's say, decriminalization.
Right.
But then again, there's probably some stuff the Senate has protected as far as bad
true.
Things the House has done.
Now, I think if there were a unicameral legislature, but adopting new legislation required a two-thirds majority,
instead of just majority.
But repealing something required only a simple majority.
I think that new legislation should require two-thirds majority and a duel. like you need to have a duel, really. If it's important enough to throw people in jail over, important enough to spend right. public money on, somebody should shed blood.
I want to get back to the question I asked you, Daryl, before we went away there for a moment, and that was Stefan had, I think, a legitimate concern.
Right.
And that is that when a political party becomes big enough, it becomes a target for takeover, it becomes a ripe opportunity for political opportunists to come in and mess with that political party system. We've
people
seen
with
happen.
Nothing better to do than to bother the smallest party around.
Right. We've seen it happen, and they have different reasons for it. They want to sabotage. Maybe that's one of them. Another reason might be just seeking some level of power, like these failed Republicans who we've seen jump in, like Bob Barr, into the Libertarian Party.
They just love bylaws?
Who knows what it is? I think it's a power thing, personally, but it's regardless, it's a problem. It's something that has affected the National Libertarian Party to its detriment, to where the last three political candidates in the presidential race that the Libertarian Party has fielded have been an embarrassment to the principles of liberty. And so my question is, how can the Libertarian, if it's even possible, can the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire build itself to prevent that kind of a takeover? Is it even something that can happen?
Well, you know, the way the laws are in New Hampshire of how candidates are chosen for recognized political parties, and now the Libertarian Party, since we have ballot access, we are a recognized political party, meaning that our candidates are chosen in a primary. Meaning that
state-run primary.
Taxpayer-funded.
Right.
I don't want it. The majority of the executive committee of the Libertarian Party doesn't want a taxpayer-funded primary.
But you can't say no to it.
But we are forced to have one, which also means that the party has absolutely no say over who our candidates actually are.
So anybody that goes down to the clerk's office, gives them $2 for the state rep race, they're going to be enlisted as a Libertarian on the primary.
If they're registered as a Libertarian.
Right. What if they run for two different offices under two different...
Not allowed to do that.
Okay, so it has to. You have to pick a party?
You have to pick a party.
You have to pick a party and a office. You can't file for state senate and state rep.
Now, you can be a nonpartisan office like...
there are certain municipal things
correct.
Where you can hold two of,
okay.
but those are nonpartisan.
Right. We had a... here in Keene, we had a guy who was a school board member, a city councilor, and a state representative
right. those
all
things,
at the same time.
Not chosen on the same ballot.
Correct.
In towns, which Mark happens to live in a town, someone could be a trustee of the trust fund and a cemetery trustee, but one could not be a selectman and a trustee of the trust fund.
So, okay, so we know that the political process as far as candidate selection is run at the state level, but what about takeovers of party chairman, party, you know, vice chair?
Oh, we've got things in place to where you have to be a member of the party for a certain length of time
okay.
before you're eligible. You have to be, if you're registered to vote, you cannot be registered as another party. So you either have to be registered as Libertarian, registered undeclared, or just not registered to vote at all.
In order to
actually be a party officer.
I see.
In addition to having been a member for a certain amount of time and having lived in the state for a certain amount of time.
All right. So that prevents somebody from just walking into the convention and running as party chair.
I'm hoping that we'll be able to get something at the national level to require people to be members of the party for a certain length of
time. Before they can be a delegate.
Before they can either be a delegate, be a candidate for president or vice president, be a candidate or elected as, you know, a member of the LNC.
All right, so let's say somebody, they're, you know, an unprincipled hack. They come in, they've been hanging out in the party now for more than a year. They've been, you know, making public statements that are very unlibertarian, very, you know, unprincipled. And they're kind of an embarrassment to the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. Can anything be done about that person, or is it just like you got to cross your fingers and hope they don't have that much support so they don't win the chairmanship if they run for it?
More of the latter.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, we had a chair election at the past convention where
you were challenged.
I was challenged by someone who...
There a duel?
There was not a duel. Someone who was not the most libertarian person and actually is still registered as a Republican. So even if he would have gotten elected, there were bylaws that were adopted saying that you can't be registered as a member of another party. So even if he would have gotten elected, he would have had to have resigned at the end of the convention.
And he didn't know that, apparently. So,
my thought on this is that people are getting all bunged up about the idea of Democrats and Republicans flipping to libertarian. And, you know, for me, I see their point, right? Like, you're more likely to get elected, perhaps, in most districts in New Hampshire and probably around the United States if you're one of the major parties or whatever. However, you know, here in New Hampshire, the reps don't get paid much.
Right.
It's $200 for every 2 years.
Right.
And there's a lot of turnover, especially amongst the younger reps.
Right. And again, there are a lot of multi-member districts here. So if you're running in, say, a 4, 5, or 6-member district, or in the case of Caleb Dyer, he's
11.
In an 11-member district.
It's huge.
It's the biggest
one
in the state,
right? It's the biggest one in the country.
Wow.
You don't need to get a majority of the vote. You just, in some cases, you might only need to get, like, 10% of the vote, and you get elected.
Doable. That's possible.
Which is very, very doable.
Especially if you go door-to-door. In New Hampshire, that's the secret to winning an election, no matter what your party is. If you go door-to-door and you meet the people in the district.
When you go door-to-door, have something that you can give them.
Of course.
Especially something that can hang on a refrigerator that has your full name on it, that has the date
of the
and
election.
The location that they're going to be voting.
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta hold these people's hands.
Too many people have gone to too many doors saying, hey, I'm running for office. Yeah. And the people are like, oh, that's really great. I like them. What was their name? I have no idea.
Right.
It must have been George W. Bush. I'll just put that down.
Good advice.
James Cleveland, former co-host. He went down, hung out with the college kids all the time.
Didn't
passed stuff
out.
Right. That was not door-to-door. That
Correct.
Was hanging out with drunk people.
Right. But he only lost that primary by 30 votes, nonetheless. So the whole point here is the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire can remain principled, but we need an influx of principled people to be in the party to guard against these hacks that might come in to try to mess things up. Daryl W. Perry from LPNH.org. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And check out the full video of the announcement from yesterday. It's up right now at freekeen.com.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It is still in beta and sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.